5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's episode is brought to you by Atlanta United, who take on Inter Miami this Saturday. Get tickets through the link in our show description or at atlutd.com.
The Burt Show.
This has the possibility to be a very wild weekend for our youth group as we send them to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day on the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day, we'll have a drink, come down our way, and talk about the land that we hold dear.
So if we're going to send them to Savannah and we're paying for everything, they have to pay us back in content. So we have created a contest for them. Take it from here.
All right. So we have created the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown with the youth group. Every day this week, we have given them a set of shenanigans that they must complete for points. This is a point system. Whoever comes back on Monday, St. Patrick's Day, and has the most points will be the winner of $1,000.
Okay, now to these guys, $1,000 is like a million to you guys listening. Because they all broke. All right? So $1,000 is on, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money on the line for you guys to have a good time and just kick up the shenanigans. But in true Burt Show form, there's got to be a winner and there's got to be a loser.
You got to work for it.
So the person who comes in with the least amount of points from over the weekend we'll get painted green Monday during the show, and we'll have to live green for the rest of the week till Friday. We will wash it off Friday during the show, but you got to live your life
as a goblin. What you mean we will wash it off? No, we won't.
I'm just curious.
You get the lower half.
I'm just curious as you look at your calendars for next week, okay? You come in here on Monday and you lose. What is already on your schedules next week that you would have to show up to green?
I have my uncle's retirement party next week.
Oh, no. Nice. Okay.
So that wouldn't be good.
That's great.
Okay, Rebecca.
I have a therapy appointment.
You're going to need it.
So what brings you in today?
I work in an office with people in suits.
Oh, yeah.
He's over on the sales side of the building.
Yeah, but they know you're part of the show, so they'll be like, oh, yeah, it's just radio goofiness.
Yeah.
Amber?
Yeah, I have a dentist appointment.
Okay. All right, so the stakes are high.
The stakes are high. So, Abby, what were the first set of shenanigans that we gave our youth group to accomplish 4 points?
So, on Wednesday, we started off strong by telling them the first one on the list is that they have to make out with another member of the youth group for 100 points, which really sucks because 2 of the 4 of them are in relationships. The second one is...
3? Did you say 3?
Katie.
Oh, yeah, Katie.
Is Katie involved too?
Right. Katie's going too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, 3.
You're not getting out of this one.
The second one on the list is they have to get a drunk tattoo and or piercing for 100 points. And the third one is they have to do a TikTok with a cop.
All right, and then the next day on Thursday, we came up with three more shenanigans. And the first one is to jump into a green or a non-green fountain, as long as it's a fountain with water, because we want y'all to be safe. That's 100 points. If you're not comfortable hooking up with each other, then you have the opportunity to hook up with a stranger. That is another 100 points. And lastly, you can get up on stage at the strip club that Amber used to work at to round it up for another 100 points.
And I also want to suggest this, that if you can't find a fountain to jump into, that the river is really a bad option.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, thank God. Yes. I thought you were going to say an alternate, and I was like, no.
E. coli. Drowning.
Drowning. I wasn't worried about E. coli.
Speaking of vomit from the alcohol, I'm worried about death. Got it. My bad.
All right. So these are the last set right here before we send you guys on your way.
Youth group, here is your last set of shenanigans.
St. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
Again.
We'll have a drink, come down our way, and talk about the land that we hold dear.
Where's me pot of gold?
All right. Your last set. For 100 points, do an announcement on an artist stage. Now, we're going to clarify here. This can't be walking into a bar, grabbing a karaoke mic, and being like, hey, I'm Michael from the Burke Show.
Where's my pot of gold?
That's not going to fly. They will probably have stages set up for live musical performances around like the main area that Savannah is throwing the St. Patty celebration. So you see a professional stage that is set up with somebody performing. Mm-hmm. You must go up, and you can either talk your way into it, or you can crash the stage. Doesn't matter, but as long as you grab that mic and make some sort of stage mm-hmm. announcement, you will secure 100 points.
Can a stripper stage be a darn it?
Nope.
They are performers.
Now we'll give you a little. I will give you a little help here. Savannah is one of the great cities in America that has canceled the Burke Show, so you could very well just they won't know it. Just say, hey, I'm from the Burke Show. I can't even remember what state. Get a radio station in your head and go, hey, I'm Jackson from the Burke Show, and I'm here to make the announcement and jump on stage.
All right, yeah. Okay. I think I'm going to print some fake media passes.
Yes!
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're moving into fraud. You could just wear a Burke Show t-shirt.
Your next option for 100 points is do 1 hour worth of busking. Have a tip jar out there on the street. You can either sing, you can play a music instrument, you can do a St. Patty's confessional. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, you can pretend like you're a psychic, you can do tarot card readings. We don't care what you do, as long as you busk for 1 hour and try to acquire some tips. That'll get you 100 points.
Wait, so you can only do it for an hour?
You do longer than an hour
so
if you want to.
So if I did it for 10 hours, do I get 1,000 points?
You get 100 points.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Overachieving is not rewarded here.
As a sidebar, I am today's years old when I heard the word busking.
Okay, yeah. I thought it was a white thing.
Wait, I didn't know what that was.
What is it?
Well, I hear it a lot in the UK. I think it's a more European phrase, but it's like... Like if you see somebody in the subway and they have like their guitar out, open their guitar case and people are throwing money in it and they're performing, that's called busking.
Okay, I just thought it was called street performing.
I heard that in panhandling. Busking.
I think, panhandling is a little more of a derogatory term, so that's why we use busking.
We have to evolve.
Busk away.
All right, and then you have... streaking for 100 points. If anybody wants to strip down and go streaking, you are more than welcome to do that. But there is a game over button. All right? There is one thing you can do, and you will become the automatic winner of the St. Patty's Shenanigan Showdown. And that is get arrested.
What?
Now here it depends on the infraction, of course. Because you might win, but you can also lose your job. So be careful of the infraction. If they commit murder in Savannah, we're not going to keep them on.
You really think that was an option?
I don't think any of them are capable of homicide.
I don't know. Mikey's got a mean streak.
Yeah, it could be Mikey. Mm-hmm.
So do they have to actually get arrested and booked in, or can they get a cop to put some handcuffs on them?
No, getting arrested. This is arrested, official arrest. Now, what if there's a tie? And two people get arrested. So how do we break this tie? Who has the worst offense?
Well, whoever has to serve the most time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are y'all covering bail for us?
Yes. Yes, okay. I will cover bail. Sure.
That's a break. Don't look at me.
Okay.
Of course. Depending on how much it is.
You're going to win money, so you can use that for the bail.
That's bail.
All right. So that's the absolute game over. So if game one of you guys is so far behind on the competition and you don't want to go to the dentist green, then get your ass arrested.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Right. There it is.
How we feeling, youth group?
Bad.
I am terrified of jail. I don't want to do this.
I won't be able to make it until tomorrow, so I'm going to have some points to catch up on.
Yes, you are.
Arrest might be in my future.
I'm going to be naked running down rivers.
The Bird Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
They say that the truth will set you free, but it also might get you into a lot of trouble and cause a lot of tension.
And that's why I want to know what you all would do in this situation, because I have a friend who was dating a guy exclusively for like 4 months. It wasn't like a long relationship or anything like that.
I was going to be like, you got a friend. Sure, but then you said she's dating a guy, so I know it's not you.
It's definitely not about me here. And like they met at a bar and she thought he was great, and then they made it exclusive shortly after that, and everything seemed like it was fine. I didn't really hear too much about how the relationship was going until the end. And she was telling a group of us that, you know, he just randomly was like, this is not what I want to do. Like, I'm so sorry. It's not you. It's me. Right?
Never is.
And so he unexpectedly broke up with her. And she didn't really have too many hard feelings about it because it was a shorter relationship. Like, they hadn't reached the I love you stage yet. They were still in the building form. A couple of weeks after this breakup, a friend of mine calls me up and she's like, girl, have you seen this viral video on TikTok? And I was like, no, what is it? She's like, it's our friend's ex. A video that he posted on TikTok went viral of his destination engagement to another woman.
Oh my God.
What?
He was honest. It really wasn't her. It was
So apparently, and she sent me the link to this video, it is like this whole like grand over the top type of proposal in some like foreign country. He posted the designs of the ring and her and was like, oh, I can't wait to marry you. And we're like, what? He had a fiance this whole time?
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because something like this is going to take a lot of planning. You just don't fall in love and then do this extravagant proposal on somebody you just met.
Yeah, so just to get the timing of this accurate. So she's dating this guy, then they break up, and then this proposal video goes viral. And he had broken up with her, stating some like random, like some BS excuse. So he wasn't like engaged to somebody else. He was dating somebody else, then decided, this is the woman I want to propose to. So while he was dating her, he was creating a ring for another woman. He was planning a trip to another country with another woman. He was planning a proposal with another woman. And then he breaks up with her and proposes to another woman.
To be fair, they do this on The Bachelor all the time. But when he does it, suddenly it's a problem.
Well, it would be a different story if he was honest, like, hey, I'm not giving you my rose. But he wasn't. And then the fact, the audacity that he posted it all over social media.
He probably didn't think it was going to go viral, though.
Yep, that's probably what I'm
That thinking. Is true.
But still, posting it is wild when you were, like, dating somebody.
Yeah, he's an idiot on a bunch of different levels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And she hasn't seen it?
No. So to our knowledge, she has not seen it. And this is where my friend was like, well, do we tell her about this? Or do we just, you know, let it pass, let it slide,
and don't say anything?
Initially, I was thinking maybe I would say something only because if she did like him, it might be closure for her, like to realize that she really didn't lose anything at all and easier for her to get past. But since she never got to that place, what's why? Like it's over. I wouldn't even bring it back up. Nah.
You are hiding something from me. You are actively hiding something. If you're my friend and you're actively hiding something from me, dang, I'm going to be so pissed. I want to know. I need to know. You need to send me that link and in the text message, just put what the beep. Mm-hmm. Send it to me.
The only thing I'm doing is I'm not getting involved with their actual relationship because no matter what, she's going to find out. She's going to blame me. She's going to come after me. She's going to basically put a curse on my whole family. I think you need to go to TikTok. You need to find one of those Etsy witches and you need to put a spell on their relationship. So you don't have to get actively involved, but you can know that at some point their relationship is going to experience a downfall thanks to Satheris on Etsy. Satheris.
If you don't want to go that route and have that kind of energy, I'm with Kristen. At first I wasn't, but if I found out my friend knew and didn't tell me, man, then that friendship's over also. And now you got all sorts of trust issues with everybody.
I'd rather find out from my friend than the internet. Like, if this has gone viral, it's only inevitable. It ends up in her For You page. Mm-hmm. You can't be finding that out with your For You page.
I wouldn't want to know. If my friend had this information, I wasn't.
Are built different.
I am.
That's the difference between men and women.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to know.
Women need to know.
Yeah, I think I would want to know also. And then, even if you don't say anything and she finds out through these videos, you'd have to continue the lie and say, oh my God, I can't even believe that happened. So you're lying to her also. So I think you got to come clean before it happens.
Okay. I was just torn between, is it going to do more, you know, harm than good if she does find this out? And it's like, what? You got a whole other woman on the side?
It might.
It very likely will, but she deserves to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
True.
All right, so let's talk Atlanta here for just 1 second. Everyone needs a local spot for their third place, right? And Cassie thinks she has found one. For You.
Oh my God. So I discovered this place. It's new and it's in Smyrna and it's called Ruby's Sourdough Pizza. And we went there with the kids because it's by a playground that we really like. And the pizza is delicious and they have this cute outside lawn area. And then I realized the Atlanta United game was on and they've got TVs on inside too. I think they were playing like the Clemson game and something else. But on the big screen, the guy who worked there told me that they will be playing every Atlanta United game on the big screen throughout the season. And it's cool because there's like a little, it's fake grass, but it's a grassy outside area. And there are a bunch of deck, like Adirondack chairs. So there are a bunch of kids running around playing with each other. Tons of people showed up in their Atlanta United gear and there are lots of tons of seating. And we just all sat outside eating pizza, drinking beer and sodas and watching the game. And it was this kind of pop-up community. So it's something that I've been searching for a lot lately because I grew up in a neighborhood when I was a kid that was very family friendly. My best friends lived a door down. There were kids and young parents everywhere. It was like a really isolated kind of insular little community. And it's some of the best memories that I have in my life. And I've always been searching for that for my kids. So I think sometimes in a sprawling suburban metropolis like Atlanta, it's really hard to find niche groups of people who are your people. And it's really hard to build community. And, you know, some of it's on me. I like to be a little isolated from time to time. I think I've met my neighbors next door. We've lived there for 10 years, 3 times.
Okay.
Like, I just don't talk to our neighbors. We don't have that kind of community. And every time I hear Kristen talk about like hanging out with the moms in her driveway while the kids play and having a glass of wine, I'm genuinely jealous because that's exactly what I'm searching for. Mm. So to go to this Ruby Sourdough Pizza and just hang out and see all these people with a shared interest and the kids all start playing together, I'm like, this is what I want. And it made me think of the concept of having a third spot or like your third place. So the thought is Your home is your first place, work is your second place, and to truly be happy and have a vibrant community, communities need to have what's called a third place. In the UK, it's like the pub. You would go grab a pint at the pub. So it's somewhere other than your home and work that everyone goes mm-hmm. to hang out. And I was looking around and I was like, this is the third spot. Like, this is it. This is exactly what people are talking about when they're like, find the third place. And it was just like,
what's the name of this place again?
Ruby's Sourdough Pizza. Okay. And it was so chill. Like, if you want to just kick back and watch the game solo and not talk to anyone, you can. If you have kids, you can go. And if you want to hang out with other people and chat, it was just really neat to see.
It's funny you're talking about this third spot because I have never done this before. And I've told you guys, in my neighborhood, I keep my head down, really. I don't want to be Bert Show Bert when I'm in my own house or in my neighborhood. So I tend to like keep my head down. But there is a family right around the corner. I don't know who they are. They hang a Tennessee flag. They're very, very excited about being Tennessee fans. But they always have kids in their front yard and on the street. And they also put out the sign when all the kids are playing. It's, hey, slow down, mm-hmm. right? And they seem like the most fun family ever, right? I have never done this before, but I really want to go over there and say, who are you and can I hang out?
Don't say, who are you?
Who are you?
Say, hi, I'm Bert. How are you?
Hi, I am Bert.
Either one is weird.
It might be, right? All right, it's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
So we are about to start texting Prison Goonie here in just a second, but you're going to need some context on this. If you didn't hear the first time that we talked to Kaylee about the situation that he found in with his former friend that just got out of prison.
Yeah, it was kind of a blast from the past. I hadn't spoken to this person in 13 years, 12, 13 years. I don't remember exactly. But I do have a lot of history with this person, like middle school, high school.
Formative years.
Very, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, his mom, as I referenced, was on the front cover of Guns and Ammo at one point. Awesome. I mean, that really is pretty damn cool. So I get a phone call. I don't know who it is, but I picked it up because it didn't say spam risk. And I said, hello. And he's like, what up, dog? And I'm like, who's this? And so I got to tell you, which I did not talk about, in the first bit of my buddy's nickname that he got in high school.
This is the guy that was in prison.
Correct.
This is the guy we're going to be texting.
Yes. His nickname is Tasty.
Tasty.
Why?
Did that also translate into prison?
I do not know. I do not know. I would almost doubt he probably brought that up.
Why did you all call him Tasty?
In high school, I was in a particular set of classes because I had what they like labeled me as ADD, BD, which was basically, they said I had a behavior disorder. I don't know if you can see that or not.
Completely shocking.
That was my label.
You definitely have BD energy.
Yeah. Anyway, so maybe that does fit. It just means different these days.
Yeah.
Tasty was in
I'm so uncomfortable with
his
nickname.
He was in the LD classes because poor guy had a learning disability.
Oh, okay. That's not what I thought LD was standing for.
BD and LD,
I was like, what school did you go to?
I went to a pretty prominent high school here in Atlanta. So Tasty would come into our class, like we had six people in our class, but we had a pool table in our class because that was what we got when we were rewarded for doing what we were supposed to do.
We did homework. You got to play pool.
See like all these middle schoolers and high schoolers around a pool table with their white t-shirts on and their cigarettes wrapped up in the sleeve of their shirt.
I mean, Tasty would always come in there and be like, can I get a treat? And then if my teacher allowed him one, I don't know why, he'd just be like, oh, this is Tasty. And it stuck like glue.
Okay,
so we're no longer referring to him as Prison Goonie. We're going to be referring to him as Tasty.
Correct,
and
Tasty.
And the reason why we were saying Goonie is that there was a whole bunch of you guys that were hanging out together, but two of them have passed. Two of the Goonies are gone.
We had a clique. It was a very intimate group. We lost a few.
Oh, the Goonies are not gone. They're just down two. Gone but not forgotten. There you go.
So one Goonie goes to prison, two Goonies pass away. You end up as a piercer and tattooist.
Yeah, are there now other radio, whatever you want to call
are
them.
Are there any Goonies that we don't know about?
Well, the one who's pretty successful, my buddy Adam, who's the one that gave Tasty my damn number.
Okay.
Yes.
What's Adam up to?
He used to own his own moving business, and now he basically runs, like, he's got this huge trailer. He runs, like, high-end cars, like, from state to state and stuff like that.
So,
Fast and Furious is what I'm thinking.
Grand Theft Auto Goonie.
No. He's more like trucker. Goonies.
Okay. Sounds like imports and exports.
Yeah,
Goonies.
Right.
State lines.
Right. He's the guy that'll break down on the side of the road and be cursing at his dually truck because it's just constantly just causing him an issue.
Anyway, fraternity, you guys have built.
Yeah, man. If, you know, we're a group of, you know.
And you never, I don't think you disclosed, and I don't know if you want to disclose, but why did Tasty go to prison?
Well, I was going to get to that.
Okay.
So, I think at one point Tasty had made some bad decisions. He was living in a trailer park in Smyrna, and I think he was doing a lot of drugs.
Cassie probably knows the dude.
Yeah, it's my neighbor.
Well, you might have heard of this when it went down.
I think
he had been up for many days in a row, probably doing some form of upper, and he was blaring some music from his trailer. And the police just decided to come and simply knock on the door to ask him to please turn your music down. And a normal person would respond by opening the door and answering their request. Instead, he freaked out, pulled out a gun, and shot at the cops. So what the cops did in response to that was shoot Tasty through the front window of the trailer where he dropped out the front window 3 feet to the ground because the trailer is only a couple feet off the ground. So Tasty, from what I heard, has one lung and I don't know.
This just gets better and better.
Oh my God, he was right.
One lung Tasty. Okay.
Yeah, one lung Tasty. And, you know, and I think he got hit in the air. Look at Cassie. Cassie laughs at people's downfall.
That's not a downfall. Like Tasty got what he deserved.
There's no doubt about it. But he's paid his dues. Sure. So now he is out.
He's out.
God bless Tasty.
And he's
barely breathing.
He's certainly not smoking anymore.
No, sir.
I don't know. I mean, that I can't confirm or deny. That was not, anything.
So he pays his debt to society. He's in jail for 13 years. I mean, he earned that. He gets out. Clearly, he's called a couple of people, but they're dead. So
he's stuck with you.
So you're next in line.
Well, Adam was first.
Next Goonie up.
Adam was first. And as I figured Adam would do, he was like, oh, hit up Kaylee. And what's his number?
So Trucker Goonie passed it on to Body Piercer Goonie.
Last Resort Goonie.
And then he texted you, or he called you, because he doesn't have his own phone.
Correct. He called from wherever he's at, a house, a halfway house.
Has his own phone, so we can text with him.
Yes.
All right, now got his own, but he had called you originally from another prisoner's phone that had also just been released.
Correct.
And basically hit you up saying, hey, can I crash on your couch? And instead of saying, you know what, I don't think that's a good idea, or just like, man, I wish I could, but there's not enough room in our house, you just said, ask my wife, Aaron.
It wasn't even, I'll ask my wife. It was, you ask my wife. And he clearly has no way of even communicating with her at that point because he had no phone.
Well, I sent him the number.
No, you couldn't.
Listen, man. Hey, in negotiation, it's always better to third party it. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? I can't answer that, but she can. Okay.
All right, so we are not doing a texting tutor. We're doing a Tasty tutor.
Tasty tutor.
Okay. All right. So we are texting Tasty to say, hey, man, love you, but I just don't have the room, correct?
I'm going to say I talked to my wife, and she kiboshed it, bro. Sorry.
Throw her under the Tasty bus. That's fine.
Okay. Bro, I was all for it. I was trying to help you out. My wife said no. Do you agree with that? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Or should I take more responsibility?
At this point, just get out of it. Okay. Just get out of it.
So how would you normally start a text with Tasty? Would it be, hey, my dude?
So long. What up, dog?
Okay.
What up, Taste? That's not Adam. Right?
Yeah, okay.
What up, Taste?
What up, Taste?
I spoke to the old ball and chain.
Going to be using like old 50s terms.
Yeah. What up,
Tasty knows about ball and chains.
What up, Taste?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
well, he does.
What up, Taste?
His dark mold town.
I want to go home.
Spoke with the boss.
Okay.
And she's not having it.
Yep. Sorry, man. Wish you the best of luck.
All right. So you sent that. Now, knowing what you used to know about Tasty, will that be well received, or is he gonna? You think he'll be upset?
It's been so long. I don't really know. I mean, he's probably a changed person.
Well, based
on, I would imagine he's got one lung. I mean,
that'll change a man.
That will. That'll help you.
Based off of how we know he handles police confrontation, I could say that maybe he doesn't handle conflict well.
Well,
that was back in the day. He was high.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, if I had to honestly say, I would have never expected that. Like, I mean, he was ultimately a sweet guy. He wasn't very, he was out of his mind, obviously. He said, yeah, I guess that when Aaron never called me back.
Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
Oh, no. You actually gave him your wife's number?
Well, yeah, that's what I told you when you third party.
Serious?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't want to be the one to be.
I can't believe you did that.
I didn't want to have to be the one to be mean. Like, let my wife be mean for me.
Sure.
Like, is what I was thinking. I knew my wife wasn't going to go, sure, come on over.
All right, so at this point, I don't think he really needs to text back, right? I mean, we got the answer. He accepted it. He sort of understood it.
Oh, wait, I'm getting bubbles or dots or whatever.
You should have blocked him.
Airplane mode. he responded. He said, I talked to Adam. Heard you got a podcast studio going on.
Oh, no.
And now I got more dogs.
He's like,
I need a job.
Oh.
Ask my wife.
No. Let's spin this. So far, he's been great content. He could tell stories from his prison days.
Ooh.
Behind Bars, the podcast.
He says, I need money to get off the street. But you're not on the street. You're in a halfway house.
I think if you, I say like, I mean, you are running a business. You just don't have any positions available right now.
Say, I feel for you. I don't have any positions right now, but I'll definitely keep you in mind.
I hate that. I mean, I want him to succeed.
Look, I mean, and I don't want to get all serious about it, but this is a pretty good example of the plight of people that get out of jail, man. I mean, it's a double-edged sword here, right? Like, you need a job. Nobody really wants to hire you because you just got out of jail. A lot of times, you don't even have, like, a way to send a... If you have a resume or you don't have a place to live or an address. So it ain't easy coming out.
I do think it'd be a good podcast, though.
Could be. Might have legs. The day in the life of Tasty.
It might have legs, but not lungs.
Where's your studio? Can I sleep there?
He said that.
Oh, my God.
No.
And clean up stuff. I mean.
Be like, man, seriously, I don't have anything right now, but... Yeah. I'll for sure keep you in mind.
Yeah.
Just double down. And if he hits you back again, don't respond.
Because
he's just not getting the hint. And I don't really want Tasty on my bad side.
Nobody wants Tasty on the bad side. You can outrun the guy.
True.
You got that going for you.
Oh, my God. He said, or maybe I can do a podcast called My Friends Suck.
Now we talk it.
Just right back. That one has legs.
All right. Can we end this thing at this point?
God.
Okay. All right. Good luck with Tasty, my friend. All right. God bless Tasty.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Abby, what is ye olde gossip and what's coming up here in about 60 seconds or so?
We're going to be talking about the American woman responsible for changing the line of succession in the royal family. And no, it is not Meghan Markle or Meghan Sussex, whatever.
I am so proud of my son for checking me last night. He sure did. I was so proud of him. So he had a soccer match last night, and it wasn't the amount of goals he scored. He scored 3 goals last night, which was great.
Hat trick, baby.
Really, really, really great. All right. But he has been playing so well this year, and he tweaked his attitude on it about, I guess, last season. He was putting so much pressure on himself to do really, really well. He's a lot like his mom and dad in this area where there's a lot of pressure, man. We want to be, if we're going to do something, damn it, we're going to be good at it, right? So he wasn't living up to his own expectations, and he started putting so much pressure on himself that he wasn't enjoying the game anymore, right? So we had a bunch of talks to him with him about it, and he decided some time ago that, look, I'm probably not going to the MLS. I'm probably not playing for Liverpool or Tottenham or whatever, right? So I am just going to start having fun. And I'm like, my man, I've been telling you that for 3 years, dude. You are so in your head about it. Just let it rip and have a really, really good time. So this season, he has taken the pressure off of himself, and he has done just that. He's like a different soccer player now. I am filled with so much pride watching him play and the improvement that he has made, only because he has done it on his own, really. Like, not that his skills have gotten a whole bunch better, even though they have. Just that he has an awareness on the field now when he's controlling things and he's very vocal on there also. I'm filled with so much pride that he's doing so well. And at this point, in the very early point of the season, he's leading his team in goals. And he's just looking like a different kid when he's out there. So he comes off the pitch last night, and his mom and I were there, and I was so, so incredibly proud of him, and I hugged him, and I said, I just want to let you know how much joy I am getting watching you play and watching your improvements, right? And then I said the thing that he checked me on. I said, you're getting to a point where I'm going to start suggesting that when you go to UNG, you walk on and play soccer. And he stopped me in my tracks, and he said, that's not my goal. And if I start thinking that way, I'm going to put too much pressure on myself, and I'm not going to enjoy the season.
Good on him.
Yeah. Dang it. He was right.
Yeah.
Because I'm always like, what's next? Mm-hmm. Forget about like what's happening right now and the success of what's happening now. I was brought up like, okay, what's next? You've got this. Let's not celebrate it. Let's just move on. And this kid, you always want your kids, the next generation, to be better than you, right? And I really felt in that moment, my dude got it. Like, this has been a struggle for me my entire life. And this kid at 18 years old checked me last night, and he gets it.
That's dope.
Yeah,
he's,
man.
He's playing with a lightness about him, letting the game come to him. And here you go, trying to put the pressure right back on.
Exactly what happened. All right, ye olde gossip.
Yeah, before there was Meghan Sussex, there was a woman named Wallis Simpson. She was the woman who turned the British monarchy upside down because she was bored. And her lover, King Edward, who put the simp in Simpson. So the year... you did not. I did. The year is 1931, and Wallis, she is living in London with her second husband when she meets Edward, Prince of Wales. And when Edward sees her, he's like, oh my God, this broad is everything I could ever want.
I need a piece of that.
And Wallis was like, he's a guy, but he's the King of England. So fast forward another 3 years, and she's still married, but Edward is, like, obsessed with her. He has a major crush on her. He's like, this girl's a baddie. And he's so enthralled with her that he's showering her with gifts and writing her letters that probably say something like, Wallis, dear, I know we're about to enter World War II in 5 years, but the real war is happening in my heart. And I'm sure you're thinking, wow, how tragic. You finally find the love of your life, and now you can't be with them because the man has one job, to be king. and you would kind of F it up because you're married and an American. But we're not talking about true love for Wallace because this woman had a whole roster. Edward's in love with her. He's got like a pinup poster of her ankles on his wall. And she, because ankles were very scandalous back in the day. So I made the joke. And aside from the husband that she had at home, she's also fooling around with multiple men, including a car salesman. And there's nothing wrong with selling cars, but why would you date the guy selling a Bentley when you could date the guy getting driven around in one? So 3 years later, her relationship with the king is basically an open secret. And she gets King Eddie to give up an entire emperor or empire because the coochie was, and I quote, just that good. So Wallace ends up getting divorced for the third time, which is already very scandalous back in that day. And the older royals know what's coming next. They're like, this woman is not hot enough for you to ruin centuries of rules and tradition by marrying this American divorcee. First of all, she's not British. Second of all, she's divorced three times. And third of all, our genes are already fighting years of inbreeding, and we simply cannot let her pass on her eyebrows to the next generation of royals. They were thick. And you got to choose your job or you got to choose your woman. So King Eddie, he ends up throwing a hissy fit. He stomps his feet and he slams the door of his very expensive room in Buckingham Palace, and he writes in his diary. He goes, this family is so unfair. No one understands me. I'm going to run away and I'm never going to see them again. And it turns out he manifested that exact future, because he slides into Wallace's DMs and he's like, Wallace, my dear, wouldn't it be crazy if we ran away? And she, probably in the bed of another man, filing her nails, is like, yeah, so crazy. We totally should. And he's like, wait, really? And she's like, wait, no, you're going to get cut off. No, like, don't call your mom. And he's like, well, if you really think we should run away together. And so he ends up slamming his phone down. He unsubscribes from Only Flappers and he gets on national television and he's like, you know what? And Edward was a lot of things. He was a simp, a lover boy, unqualified for any job in the real world, but he was a man of his word. So he puts in his 2 weeks at his job and he quits for a woman who was arguably indifferent about him.
When you say put in his 2 weeks at his job, you mean he abdicated the throne.
That's what I meant.
He stepped down as King of England so he could pursue Wallace.
Same difference.
Okay.
Puts his 2 weeks in. Okay.
So he puts in his 2 weeks in. Wallace is like, we shouldn't have done this, but whatever. So Eddie whisks her off to France, and this is a rude awakening for Wallace, who is simply girl boss too close to the sun at this point. She's like, I just wanted a couple of free nights out and some clout on Wikipedia for dating this man who's the king. So they end up going to France, end up getting married, but they are exiled to France, which sounds fun because you're like, oh my God, the south of France. But it's fun until you realize everyone in the UK hates you and you can't go back, and you're stuck in France with the French, who also hate you because they're French, and the French hate everybody. And if it wasn't bad enough to leave your entire family for a woman who is simply just tolerating you, Wallace is supposedly adding to her roster because she starts having an affair, allegedly, with the Nazi German ambassador. And Eddie's family back in the UK is like, it's one thing for her to be busted and a sleut, but now she's sleeping and sympathizing with the Nazis. Like, this is where we draw the line. So they end up banishing them to the Bahamas, where they didn't really get to drink daiquiris and hang out at Atlantis all day because he was made governor and they do all this work, and then they end up eventually moving back to France with the French who hate them. And moral of the story is Wallis Simpson ended up blowing up the entire royal line of succession because she felt like it, but she did secure the bag, her place in history, and made the British monarchy slightly less bland than their national delicacy, beans on toast.
Well, we otherwise never would have got Queen Elizabeth.
I know. Thank you for that gift, Wallis Simpson, Queen Elizabeth, and the entire royal succession that we enjoy today.
Well done.
Thank you.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.